You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we are joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Natalie Long. Natalie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So Meta's founder, Mark Zuckerberg, made some pretty grandiose statements about the capabilities of the company's consumer-level AI offering. It's called the Meta AI app when it was launched back in April. Meta was hoping to get a jump on all the other AI players, but it came late in the game, touting an app that had capabilities that would make it more appealing than, say, ChatGPT. But consumers have said that that isn't the case. The app falls short of expectations. Why?
So it has been a pretty inconsistent and sort of a half-baked experience using the app. First of all, the expectation of it offering personalized recommendations sort of falls short because it instead just pulls, let's say, generic events that are happening on the weekend when you're expecting maybe some more personalized activities around the area where you live. And the second thing is there's a discover feed where you can see what other people are creating with the chatbot. But that feed is just, you know, endless pictures from strangers who you don't know and is not necessarily timed chronologically or relevant to your interests. So there's a lot of confusion as to what purpose it serves.
I like how you described it. It seems like it's a bit half-baked, which is not a good place to be at for this cutting-edge technology. There's been reporting recently about how Meta has hired some AI programmers for millions of dollars to come in, and I'm guessing to improve this product. What does Meta and Zuckerberg, what do they have to do to catch up in the AI race?
So obviously they hired a lot of researchers from rivals like Apple and OpenAI to work on their foundational AI models. One of them is Llama, the large language model that powers all of these chatbots. And so rightfully they are working on the R&D part of this, but there's still a lot of catching up to do in terms of the consumer facing part of the product, which most people interact with across like WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram.
So if Meta is not in the lead, who is? Is it ChatGPT? Is it Google's Gemini?
So if let's say if we look at user numbers, because of Meta's product's reach, Meta AI actually has more than 1 billion monthly active users because it is embedded in all these popular apps that people are already using, like Facebook app, Instagram. So obviously ChatGPT does not have that many users, but in terms of the experience itself on the standalone app, it's still new. It was just launched in April. And so people are using AI different ways for their personal lives or business. So it's still a race to be seen who will take the lead.
All right. Well, it's something to watch because this is certainly the next big thing is artificial intelligence and which company can incorporate it fastest. Bloomberg tech reporter Natalie Lung, thanks again for your time.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.